Welcome to the Old Time Radio Program. Tonight we bring a skit reminiscent of the golden days of radio. So please turn off your TV, silence your cell phones, and return with us to the days when we gathered around the radio, or at least some of us did, and let your mind wander with our players. Tonight we present Irreconcilable Differences. We visit the home of Edgar and Abigail Grump. Edgar and Abigail have been happily married for over 60 years, and they've run out of things to argue about. Edgar is somewhat hard of hearing, and he forgets to put his hearing aids in or change the batteries. Abigail gets pretty exasperated with Edgar, and, oh, by the way, Abigail likes to argue. Let's drop in on the Grumps. Edgar has the TV controller in his hand, and he keeps switching channels.
Slide 2, 3, 4, and reach 2, 3, 4, and slide 2, 3, 4, and reach 2, 3, 4.
Edgar, stop switching channels. Just pick something. Edgar, stop switching channels. Edgar, stop switching channels. Do you hear?
Sure, I'll take a cold beer.
A cold beer? No. Can you hear me?
I don't understand why this mute button doesn't work.
Very funny. Edgar, turn the TV off. I want to talk to you.
Okay, it's off. Nothing but prescription drug commercials and lawyers anyway.
I want to talk to you about our toilet paper.
Nope, I already read it.
Read what?
The paper. I already read it. You can throw it out.
Not the newspaper. Toilet paper.
You can't read toilet paper, except for the funny kind. Do we have some of that?
Do you have your hearing aids in?
I can't understand you. I don't have my hearing aids in.
Go put your hearing aids in. I'll wait. I want to talk to you about our toilet paper.
All right, let me get my hearing aids. Just let me get these hearing aids in.
Now, I want to talk to you about our toilet paper.
You're talking too soft. I can't hear you.
Did you put fresh batteries in those hearing aids?
What?
Here, put these fresh batteries in your hearing aids, okay?
Let me get these new batteries in. There, that should do it.
I want to talk to you about our toilet paper.
You don't have to yell. I'm not deaf, you know.
Mother told me not to marry you.
Who's getting married?
No one's getting married. At least no one we know.
Then why did you say someone is?
I didn't.
Why can't I get this mute button to work?
Oh, stop that.
Odd, the mute button works great with the TV.
Very funny. I want to talk to you about our toilet paper.
I'll go get it already.
Where are you going?
To get our toilet paper.
No, no, no. I want to talk to you about our toilet paper, not get some.
Why, is there something wrong with it? I like it. It's really soft. And that's important at our age, you know.
Edgar, I want you to stop turning the toilet paper around.
Oh, not this again.
Since we've been married, you've been turning the toilet paper around.
I'm just putting on how it's supposed to be.
No. The toilet paper roll is supposed to be on the roller so the paper comes off the back. Everybody knows that.
No, it's supposed to come off the front.
If it comes off the back, then the dog won't be able to reach it.
Huh? We don't have a dog.
Well, if we did, he couldn't grab it.
When it comes off the top, it's easier to grab and it tears easier.
No, it isn't.
I shouldn't have put my hearing aids in. This is dumb all over again.
And when it comes off the back, it looks tidier.
Seriously?
And it's easier to tear when it comes off the bottom. And I asked the Canasta Club ladies. They all agree that the toilet paper should come off the back of the roll and under.
Oh, now, there's a bunch of experts. What are they, all members of the Team Under?
And I'm sure we use less toilet paper when it comes from under.
Wait a minute. If we had the toilet paper with prints on it, You can't see the printing if it comes from under, so there. Ah!
When did you last see toilet paper with flowers on it?
Oh, you got me there.
And I want you to stop flipping the roll.
I don't. You're the one who flips it over. I put it on right. I read in the newspaper that the paper should come off the top.
That must have been written by a man.
Well, yes, it was. And it's more sanitary when it comes off the top.
Where did you come up with these things, Edgar?
I read it on the internet.
Oh, you can't trust the internet.
It's probably more accurate than your Team Under Canasta Club, ladies.
And if it comes from under, you can roll it off and tear it with one hand. And it hurts my arthritis when it's over.
The woodshop guys make toilet paper holders, and they have the flapper on top. So the toilet paper must come off the front.
The woodshop guys, what do they know?
I'm sure they've studied it. They wouldn't make them wrong, or they couldn't sell them. Except maybe to the Canasta Club ladies. If the TP comes off the back, you touch the wall after, well, you know.
Oh, that's gross, Edgar.
Maybe we should just set the roll on the tank top behind us.
No, we wouldn't be able to reach it.
We could just sit in on the grab bar.
Then it would just fall off and roll away.
Why do we always have to have this conversation? Wait, I have another idea. Let's get a vertical toilet roll holder, the kind that sits on the floor and has the pole that you slide the rolls over.
A vertical toilet paper holder?
Sure, then the toilet paper would come off the side.
Well, which side?
Are you serious? Who cares?
What would happen if you only had one roll on it? The roll would be on the floor and I couldn't reach it.
You know, I read there was an explosion at the Charmin toilet paper plant in Baltimore the other day.
Oh, dear. Was anybody hurt?
Nah, just some soft tissue damage.
Oh, Edgar.
I wonder which way the kids put the toilet paper on. Maybe I should text them and ask.
Don't you dare. They have more important things to do. Besides, you don't know how to text. Don't you dare text the kids about toilet paper. Now, what are you doing? We haven't settled the toilet paper position yet.
Maybe we should just get one of those single sheet thingies.
That may be one of the dumbest things you've ever suggested.
But then you'd argue whether the toilet paper should come out the top or the bottom. I guess we're not going to settle this, are we? When are we going to eat?
What do you want for lunch?
Make me a peanut butter sandwich, okay?
Sure.
And be sure to cut it diagonally. Sandwiches taste better when they're cut diagonally.
Edgar, now that's just plain silly. Only grilled cheese sandwiches get cut diagonally.
What?
Only grilled cheese sandwiches get cut diagonally. That's so you can dip them in soup.
Oh, geez. And bring me one of those brownies that you baked. You sure it's off a corner, though?
What?
I swear you only hear what you want to hear. I said bring me a brownie, too, but make sure it's off a corner.
What difference does that make?
Corner brownies taste better than middle brownies.
But, oh, all right.
Oh, and a glass of cold milk, too. Please?
Edgar, here's your sandwich. And oh, my.
And so we leave Edgar and Abigail Grump to their everyday life. Sleep tight, Edgar. What will they argue about next? And will Edgar wake up in time for his lunch? Abigail Grump was played by Pam Townsend. Ron Townsend was Edgar Grump, and I'm Tom Weiss. Please join us next time for our next old-time radio program. Thanks for listening.